Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Toby Edmonds just needed a couple of minutes with our good friend up on the Gold Coast. How's the weather, Toby?
Yeah, it's warm and it's beautiful today. So we're in for a pretty good week by the look of it.
A month away from the Magic Million sales, mate. Just keep those temperatures nice and thing, but the humidity, you can just bring that down a little bit for our visitors, can you?
Yeah, it just seems to get to the maximum humidity for Magic Millions week and over the sales. It becomes quite uncomfortable. So hopefully it can hold off for a week or two. We can cop it after you guys go.
Yeah, understand. Hootson, I saw it nominated for Saturday, and I just thought we'd grab you before we finish. Is she set to run on Saturday?
Yes, certainly. She'll run the Bribey on Saturday as a lead up to the sprint, the Magic Man sprint, obviously. And Jeff Lloyd rides on Saturday, and she's going pretty good. She's in good order, actually.
We know that she had no luck at all in a few of those races in Melbourne. You know how good she is going with the right run, don't you?
I do, yeah. Well, you know, it's no secret she was, whether she would have, certainly would have filled a place in the Manicato, I feel, but was quite unlucky. And she came home and trained on, and Jeff Lloyd's done a little bit of work on her in the last couple of weeks. She trialled last Tuesday and galloped her subsequently, and he's quite happy with her. Very, very upbeat, to be truthful. So everything's looking good.
And is it something just with, I'm not going big that Ryan's coming off, but were you keen to get Jeff back on at some point or not?
Oh, look, the owners were always keen for Jeff to ride it when he could because of his association throughout a two-year-old career. And unfortunately, he did make a decision he was going to retire, and we put another rider in place there for a short period, but he's decided not to for another 6 months or something. So while he's still riding, well, we'll still support him. And also Ryan, he's still riding for us, so there's no problem. No problem with either jockey. It was just about who suits best horse.
Understand. Granny Red Shoes has entered there for Saturday as well, Toby?
Yeah, she trialled up beautifully the other day. Had a short break off Melbourne where she didn't perform at all. Quite disappointing. When it weren't sure why, she's just probably come off the winter here and didn't have much time through to the spring. So putting it down to that, maybe the left hand way of going. So she's good. She's in good order. She worked good this morning, trialled up nicely last Tuesday. So she goes into the into that race Saturday. Probably wouldn't need the run, I would think, but once we push her out to 1400, she'll come into her own.
Okay. And what about the Magic Millions two-year-olds, Batamia, and I noted Champagne Jet may have just had, it was a bit of a messy race.
Yeah, the race got messy. She began awkwardly. Bear in mind, she only had one race start, so even though she won well at her first start, she's still possibly on the wrong leg on Saturday around Doomben, which was quite tight at the Sunshine Coast when she was able to draw one and rail up and just off one corner, actually. So, look, she's still learning where Batama is. Very, very professional and push button. And she's had good grounding. And Batama's probably got more ability, but can do a few things wrong. So she needs to mend a little bit. And she'll be fine, though. She's pulled up pretty good, and we'll drive on.
And where's Batama go?
Batama goes to the race on the Saturday prior to the Magic Millions, as Sunlight and Hootson did. So we'll run her over the 1100 there, and that'll tune her up nicely for the week later.
Yep.
Champagne Jet, we're just a bit undecided which way we go yet, so we'll have a look at her for a few days this week and then map out a plan for her.
Understand. Toby, thanks for spending a few minutes. I appreciate it this morning, and good luck with the team on Saturday.
Thanks, Andrew.